Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. My guest today is comedian Mike Marino, who is on his presidential tour, and he will be in Asbury Park this weekend. Many of you might be familiar with Mike Marino. He's been a frequent guest on Jersey Coastal Live. I did get a text from him a little while ago, actually, that he was speeding down the highway, and we're going to be very optimistic that he is going to be able to call in. But nevertheless, let's talk a little bit about Mike while we're waiting for him. You know, he's back. The bad boy, New Jersey's bad boy of comedy is back. He's been on his presidential tour, running for president. You know, we've already had an actor in the White House, so maybe a comedian would be an improvement. Who knows? So really the question is the United States of America ready for an Italian comedian? Okay, look at this. Mike just called in, so let me grab him right now. Hi, Mike.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know what? I started without you.
I'm sorry I'm calling in late. You know, these campaigns, they go crazy.
You know, I was just talking about you running for president, and I said, you know, we've already had an actor in the White House. I don't know if we've had a comedian, or intentionally anyway, so you couldn't possibly do any worse than anyone else. In fact, I already know I'm voting for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I need your votes.
That's one, right? Yeah, you do. So first of all, hello and welcome. I know you're speeding down the highway somewhere, so be safe.
I pulled over. I'm pulled over into a diner on Route 46.
Hey, perfect, perfect. I like speaking to guests at a diner. Get me something, please. So how are you, Mike?
You know what? Everything is going really, really great. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. I've been on your show
always
so many times. I love it.
I love it, too. You're always so fun to talk about. But I've never spoken to you in your capacity as future president.
What had happened was, you know, I've been doing all these jokes on television about being an Italian president from New Jersey and how we would take
yep.
care of business on a totally different level. Well, I figured if Trump could do it, I could do it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Why not?
So what I did was I started touring the country saying I'm running for president, and to vote for me or to let me know you're interested in me taking office, like my Facebook and hit me up on Twitter, and it's been going through the roof. In fact, yesterday, the one bit I did on Comics Unleashed about being an Italian president went viral again. It's now at 1.6 million views.
Wow.
In one day. Yeah.
Well, that tells you something about the state of our country, doesn't it? Apparently we need you more than we even thought.
Yeah, well, if you don't need me, at least I'll make you laugh for a little while.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So you're having some fun with this, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think your hair is better than Trump's, seriously.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I don't have
yeah.
a comb over, and I don't seemingly have the amount of hair that he has, but I think I'd be better as a president. I'd be a little bit more handsome.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well,
and I don't think I'd be as crazy as he is when it comes to verbally assaulting females. That's a little out of control.
Well, as a female, I appreciate that. Yeah, he really doesn't have any boundaries, and he seems very okay with that. But it doesn't feel presidential to me. I don't know. Feels more, I don't know what the word comes to mind exactly, but it's not presidential.
Well, quite honestly, if he stays in the game, it's going to do wonders for comedians.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. He is just filled with material. You would never run out. Never. Well, the Republican debate must have also been wonderful for comedians.
Oh, yes. There's nothing like a good debate to make a comedian have some fun on stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So will we be lucky enough to hear some of this?
I'd like to be on stage when they're having a debate and be part of the debate. I'm good at taking questions.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Did you have a favorite in the debate or a least favorite?
Well, I could take them all and I could leave them all. I'm enjoying Trump the most. It's
Yeah.
hysterical.
I don't know. I mean, when I just look at him and I feel like his just there's just something very comical about it. Yet he feels, I guess he feels, putting words in his mouth, but he feels like he's the right man for the job. And I have to say, going through Facebook periodically, I do see a lot of support for him. And these are for people with good hair, so I'm not sure what we can expect. A nation of comb-overs.
Hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe he should get sponsored by a hair club for men.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great
Wouldn't that be
idea.
funny?
That
Sponsored
would
by a hair
be,
club for men.
oh my God, that's the best. Yeah, I think that would be great. I don't know how good it would be for Hair Club for Men to have to work with Trump, but
He would
yeah,
say that
that is.
slogan. I'm also a client of Hair Club for Men.
Right, I'm also a client. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, well,
No,
we have a
quite
lot to look
honestly,
forward to.
it's almost kind of hard to figure out how he combs his hair. Is he
You're
combing it
right.
forward? Is he combing it backward? Did it come in from the side? How the heck is he doing that? Is it a wig, maybe?
Well, he says it's not a wig, it's his real hair. And I agree with you. Even when you see photos of him from different angles, it's really hard to know where it's going from. But he must spray the hell out of it to keep it in place.
Yeah, I
It's what
would
happens
assume.
when he goes swimming. Yeah.
Or
He
just when he
must.
goes for a walk and the wind hits him.
In the wind, yeah. Or the wind would not dare. The wind wouldn't dare. I don't know. I don't have those kinds of problems. I really don't. So tell me some things that have been happening on tour.
Well, hey, you know, I've been really lucky. I went out to Florida to play a comedy club for a couple of nights a few weeks ago. I went out to the Catskills to do a show, which is
Catskills.
upstate New York. Yeah, the old
Yeah.
Borscht Belt is still jumping.
Yeah.
I just did Monday night. I was actually asked to host an awards banquet in Vermont, so I drove 5 hours up to Vermont from New Jersey.
Oh, you're a busy
And
guy.
you know, it's like announcing the awards to the Oscars, only you'll never see it on television.
What's jumping in the Borscht Belt these days? What hotels are still around?
Well, oddly enough, there's one called the Villa Roma, which is
Oh,
an
yes.
original from back in the day.
Yes, the Villa Roma.
And they have
Okay.
this other one up there. It's called Vacation Villa, which is all Jewish, and everybody's from Brooklyn. And I did a show there. They made me do the show at 10 o'clock at night because they observed the Sabbath,
Oh, God.
and they're not allowed to come out until after 10. And everybody in the room had a beanie.
Yeah.
They were all wearing beanies, and they specifically wanted me. And I'm like, I'm Italian Catholic. Is this okay? And they went crazy. They're like, you know, funny is funny.
Funny, you're right. And you know, you talk so much about family. And
Yeah.
so whether it's an Italian family or a Jewish family or anyone's family, you're right. Family is family, and we all have our crazy relatives. And you cover them all. I love that.
All about
Yeah.
food.
Oh, I know. It is. I know. Does your family still do big Italian dinners on Sunday?
You know what? Unfortunately, no, because everyone seems to be disappearing from the world.
Oh, yeah.
We always said in our family, when the matriarch of the family passes away, that's going to be it. And my mom's been gone for about 3 years now, and it would have to be one of her sons. She doesn't have any daughters, me and my two brothers, that would have to do that. And my younger brother's married, so his wife would from time to time. But the other two boys, being boys and not married, no one does it.
That's a shame, right? That really is.
I think maybe yeah. I'll try to do it this Christmas.
Oh, you should.
I would like to.
The whole Christmas
I know how
Eve
to have
thing.
A good Christmas Eve and a good Thanksgiving Eve. You know how I would do it?
How?
I go to the Honey Baked Ham Company and say, cater my ham.
There you go. Now, I know your Italian mother would never go for that.
Oh, she'd be flipping over in her grave.
Yeah.
She makes everything from scratch.
Of course. How else?
Or she
did. Do you cook? Do you cook, Mike?
I actually do. I can cook really good. I can cook many different dishes, and I love to barbecue.
Mm. Well, there is a thing with men and fire, so of course, yeah. But I think men who cook are the best. I think it's really unfortunate when men don't cook, and I think all the men who don't cook are, you know, great for the comedians to have a field day with them.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm sure family dinners were a great source of material.
Yeah, who's came to dinner, who's a clown, who's silly, who's old, the kids' table, who liked the food,
didn't like
the food.
Who didn't come to dinner. Yeah, that's another, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this weekend. You have a big weekend. Your presidential tour is coming to Asbury Park, the Paramount
yeah.
Theater, which is always a fabulous place to be. I can't wait to see you there. And Sonia is going to be with you.
That's right. You know how I like her work, and I have her with me on stage many, many times. So Friday night, we're going to be at the Paramount Theater in Long Island, New York. And then on Saturday night, we come to the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Double Paramount. Well, for people listening who might not know about Sunda, maybe tell a little bit about her.
Sunda is a female comedian, of course, who comes from a half-black, half-white background. And she was born and raised in Paterson, New Jersey, but now she lives out in California. And now she's raising her kids Jewish because she became Jewish, which is
yeah.
funny all in itself, half black,
That's
half
right.
white, and Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. But the most important thing about Sunda is that she's funny as hell. She
yes.
really is. She
she's
is so funny.
She's extremely funny.
Mm-hmm. So
she's
going to
be on stage with...
It's going to be great to see her, to see you together. She is... I'm still remembering some of the things that she said from a previous time I saw her. And every so often it still comes to my mind and I still have to smile over it. Sadly, I can't repeat it on the air, but you'll have to come see on Saturday for yourself.
Well, yeah, that would be great if everybody comes. She's extremely funny and I love sharing the stage with her because she brings the house down. And she makes it easy for me to go on stage after her and just keep on going.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be a great show. And where do people get tickets?
You can go to Ticketmaster.com. You can go to LiveNation.com. But if you go to the actual Stone Pony on Saturday just before the show and pick up a ticket, it's only $25. If you buy a ticket
reasonable.
At Ticketmaster, they do the Ticketmaster upcharge, which makes the ticket $35. But it's well worth it. You know, there's going to be a lot of comedians in the show. It's me, Sunda, Steve Travelese, who is on 101.5. I have a DJ mixing music. He's going to be spinning music from 7 to 8 o'clock, and then the show starts at 8. Comedy for about an hour and a half.
Wow, so you've got music from 7 to 8 inside the theater?
Yeah, I want to pump up the juice, make people want to dance
love
before
it.
We come out.
Excellent, I love that. I'm looking forward to that. That's really such an amazing theater. I always enjoy going there. And, you know, boy, it brings back so many memories. And you've played there multiple times. How do you
That's
find
correct.
The Jersey Shore crowds? How are they?
They're wild, and they love to laugh, and they want to have fun, you know?
We do.
The crowd
yeah,
comes out
well.
In droves. I did it about 6 years ago. It was 1,500 people.
I wonder where they parked. Huh.
Yeah, that's funny. It's very hard to park in Asbury Park, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I know. Now that they meter practically, you know, the entire town. Yeah.
Right.
But nevertheless, everyone, it's still worth it. Figure it out. I have to figure it out, too. And, you know, I have this memory. Weren't you, you were somewhere, I remember seeing you somewhere, and didn't you get a parking ticket?
Yeah. I was parked in Asbury Park, and I got a parking ticket.
Oh, at yes, you were at McClune's.
Right.
That's right. Oh, my God, that's right. See, folks,
I don't know why.
Even
I don't even know why they call it Asbury Park when there's no place to park.
Yeah, well, that's that is the oxymoron of it. Yeah, well, how bad is it when the talent gets a ticket as well? Yeah, I know.
And I paid
it's getting,
it.
Well, yeah, you have to. Or you won't be back. Mm-hmm. even the parking situation has to be, you know, fun for you to make fun of. All of it. Everything about all that craziness.
I'd like to talk about how it used to be a parking meter, and it was right in front of your car, and you put in a quarter and you twisted the little thing.
Yes.
And that was fun. Now you have to look at the ground, find your number, run to the meter machine, pay it, and run back to your car and put the thing in your car that says, I paid to park here at this number.
Mm-hmm.
So many times I looked at the number and I forgot by the time I got to the machine, I had to go all the way back and rewrite my number.
Right. Thank God I'm not the only person who does that. So what I do now is so I don't forget, I take a picture of it with my phone. Because, you know, that's how bad I am with my numbers. But it's really quite the pain in the neck. A couple of years ago, I went to a networking event in Asbury. And you know how you can put a credit card in that machine?
Yeah.
However, unfortunately, I put my American Express card in the part where you're supposed to put the dollars, not the credit card, and it got stuck.
Oh.
And, it got seriously stuck. And we had to get the police. It disabled the entire meter, of course. And everybody who was coming to the meter was like, what's up, what's up? And I was like, well, my American Express card's in there. So they had to actually get the police to call someone from the city to come and open up the whole meter and pull out my American Express card. Yeah, that's a mistake I won't make again. But
that's hysterical.
It was, you know, my thought was, what's the big deal? The worst that'll happen is I'll go home and I'll just cancel my American Express card. So I couldn't get it, so I knew nobody else could get it. But what surprised me was that they had to actually take apart that whole big meter box, whatever it is, the pay station, to get in there into the guts of it to pull out my card. So I'm sure they weren't happy with that, but whatever. You know, it's just another adventure in Asbury Park.
You know what I would really like to know is where are all those machines that we used to use? What did they do with them? I'd love to have one.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I want, that's a good question.
A parking meter. Those parking meters are so old and they used to get really, really rusty. Do you remember you would jam a quarter in it and then go to the beach and say, like, well, I paid it.
I paid it. There it is. It's sitting right there, stuck. I do remember that. I know. That's that and the toll collectors. You know, it's sort of like a piece of ancient history. Yeah. Sad. Ah, nostalgia. Well, maybe when you become president, you can get rid of those meter stations. Free parking for everyone.
Yeah, and they can go find wherever those old meters are and put them back.
Mm-hmm. I like them just for the nostalgia.
Right?
Yeah. What would be your first executive order?
I think I'd order lunch.
Oh, what would you have?
Nice Italian sub sandwich from Mike Subs.
Oh, perfect.
There's nothing like New Jersey when it comes to diners, food, fast food. It's abundant and it's delicious.
Other states don't have diners the way we do, and I always wonder why New Jersey is this diner capital. I don't know.
Or
what's
pizza.
Your thought on that?
Mm-hmm. One of my sponsors for the Asbury Show is the Pizza Factory in Jersey City. And the Pizza Factory is fantastic. Great, great slice of pizza. And they're real authentic Italians. A friend of mine, Carmine Testa, works there. And that's the Pizza Factory. Fantastic. And his two little boys, they're like 8 and 10 years old, spin pizza dough up in the air, the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And they flip it behind their back, and they do the loop-de-loop around the world.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to be at the show. The guys are phenomenal.
Are they going to be doing pizzas?
I'm hoping so. We're going to have a little bit of pizza giveaway, but you know what else? I'm having another giveaway. All right, get this.
Uh-huh.
One of my other sponsors on the show is Hers Potato Chips.
Okay, yeah.
So Hers Potato Chips is going to give out a couple of bags of potato chips to some folks when they get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they want their mascot walking around in front of the theater. And I said, well, that's fine. I didn't even know there was a mascot for a potato chips. So I said to the guy, who and what is your mascot? It's a chipmunk.
A chipmunk?
A chipmunk.
Uh-huh.
I thought it would have been like a French fry or a potato.
Like a giant potato, I could see. But a chipmunk? I don't know
a
what
chipmunk.
The tie-in is there.
Hers Potato Chips. I got some really cool sponsors. I got my other sponsor is Crankle's Food Stores in Neptune. Have you ever been there?
Yes, absolutely. Right on
Crankle's Food Stores.
Route 35, right?
That's right. Route 35
mm-hmm.
in Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
And George Crankle, the guy who owns it, he named a sandwich after me because of one of my jokes, pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Oh, what did he name it? Is it the Mike Marino?
The Mike Marino sandwich. So if you go to Crankle's, you can order a pork roll, egg, and cheese, and you'll get my sandwich by ordering Marino.
Your namesake. Well, that's kind of the ultimate New Jersey sandwich, right? Pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Yes, delicious. I don't know how good it is for you, but it's there.
Well, that's on another show. Yeah, how good that is for you. But, yeah, there is. I have to say, I never acquired a taste for it. Maybe I'm the only one. But it is everywhere. So I think having a sandwich named after you is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got some other sponsors, too. I got my brother's construction company. He's in the paving business. I got Marino Paving sponsoring the show. And I got Ricky Pena, who is a Mason, A. Pena Mason, sponsoring the show. And then we're going to give a donation to the Ocean Township Little League.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Ocean Township Little League, bunch of kids playing baseball, and we're going to give back to them and have a big, big night.
It's going to be a great night. And once again, just remind everybody about getting tickets. It's August 15th, which is this Saturday, the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, right on the boardwalk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what do they do for tickets?
Ticketmaster.
Okay.
It's the easiest way. You can go to AP Boardwalk, which is the acronym for Asbury Park, apboardwalk.com. And you can see all the shows. You can go to my show, and then you can get tickets there. Or you can just buy tickets by showing up Saturday night at the door, and you can go to the Stone Pony ticket window and get tickets.
Now, you said the show is actually at 8, but from 7 to 8, there'll be some great music to listen to in the Paramount, so it's really worth getting there early, isn't it? That's going
to
be fun.
Best to get there at 7 o'clock and watch what I do. I have a DJ. His name is Mike Giuliano. And Mike Giuliano's company is called DJMI. You know how these kids use these acronyms for what they do.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to spin all the 80s and early 90s to make people think about the way things used to be.
Yeah, the good days. Oh, I like that. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So now what's on tap for you, Mike, once your presidential tour in Asbury concludes?
Well, after this coming up weekend, after these shows, I'm going to take a break for at least 3 weeks. I'm exhausted. I've been touring like crazy. and then it's off to Australia.
Well, that's a pretty good way to end your break.
I'm doing 2 weeks in Australia, then from there, Montreal to Rochester, New York, Syracuse, Buffalo, and then back to Toronto, Canada, on and on and on. If your friends go to MikeMarino.net, you'll see I'm going all over the world.
Well, after we're done here, I'll put up my blog, and of course I'll put a link to your website, because I know you've got your entire schedule there. Have you been to Australia before?
I've never been to Australia. It's going to be my first time going.
That is very exciting. Very exciting. I'm very curious how they will react to Mike Marino's brand of humor.
On the one clip that I have that's viral, a lot of the people are from Australia and the UK, and they seem to like the material.
That's going to be quite an interesting experience. How long will you be there?
The 2 weeks. We're supposed to do, I think, 8 shows in 2 weeks.
And hopefully you'll have some time to do some touring.
I can't wait to go see Australia. I love going on to Montreal. I think the first week of October is Montreal. And then all over the top portions of New York State. And then back down to Jersey. And then back up to Canada.
Wow. Where's a place, now you're going to Australia where you've not been before, where's another place that you would love to go that you've not performed?
The Middle East.
Oh, wow. I would love to see that happen for you. Yeah.
We need to make those people laugh.
Seriously, because when I see them on TV, they are so not laughing, Mike. They're so laughing. Oh. Mm. I wonder, I would like you to make them laugh. Well, I would love them to hear some of your best material about Osama, for example. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see if they have a sense of humor. But you know what? I like to think that everyone can laugh at themselves, even the people in the Middle East. So, well, I hope that happens for you. That would be pretty exciting.
Yes, we shall know soon.
Yeah, you'll have to take some bodyguards, I'm sure.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, of course, you probably need them in the U.S. anyway. That's a friend of mine who right now is in Turkey, and he's working there for a while, and he said to me when he listens to the news about the United States, again, in Turkey, every day someone is murdered. Every day something awful is happening here. He says it's like it makes ISIS look tame. Well, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. But, from out of this country, the news must look pretty awful.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Be curious what they think about us in Australia, because that's the other side of the world. All right, well, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. So,
okay.
Mike Marino, you know I always love to talk to you. But even better, I love to see you perform. And so, everyone, this Saturday night, August 15th, 8 o'clock, Paramount Theater in Asbury Park. But, as Mike said, get there early because there's going to be some great music to listen to from 7 to 8. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and Sunda will be there, so double the pleasure.
That's right. Sounds fantastic.
It does. It does. So, I don't know. Any last words as a future president?
My fellow Americans, please go to MikeMarino.net and vote for me. All you have to do is hit like on my Facebook page.
And then get the Mike Marino sandwich at Crankle's in Neptune
the
full experience.
Go to Crankle's
there
and get your sandwich.
I love it.
All right.
I love it. All right, Mike, you take good care, and we'll see you on Saturday night at the Paramount. Okay, everyone, can 30 minutes change your life? Well, it probably can, but I think even better, having Mike Marino as president, that will really change our lives. So vote for Mike by liking his page and come see him on Saturday night. Bye, everyone, and bye, Mike. Take care.